We're opening this episode of My Bench on the beach at Findhorn, and we've come to look at the old Eldersey house that we stayed in 3 years on the bounce, that on the first night ever we stood on this beach on the Isle with a great big beach fire going. And the Eldersey house has been pulled down, rebuilt. The original house is still in there somewhere, but there's three huge wings on it. You've had to put in a load of tons and tons of rock to stop coastal erosion. It looks like they might even be putting some sort of access for a boat, maybe, because the coastal erosion doesn't... There's no bricks there, but the fabulous little cottage that we once knew and loved, nothing remains of it apart from the original house. So sad. What do you think, Grace? Are you sad?
No.
Why?
I don't like this.
Say hello to the podcast, Mummy.
Hi, podcast people.
So, as everyone knows, we're up here for a couple of days. We were supposed to go Fort Augustus route, but when we left Liverpool up to Preston, the weather was torrential and it was raining off Fort Augustus, and we just thought it was 8.5 hour journey and we just didn't fancy it. But as soon as we got past Glasgow, clear blue skies, well no, not clear blue skies, Paul Brill will attest to this, cloudy blue skies, freezing, windy, but absolutely beautiful. So we could potentially have gone to Fort Augustus. What we've said is we might go on the way home. We stopped at the House of Brewer instead, bought Wifey a little bottle of mead, bought Alan next door some fruit cider, he's a little alky. And yeah, that's it really. So see how we get on with the rest of the trip. Tomorrow we're going to go and hunt down our October house in Forres, which basically is a fucking mansion in its own fucking acreage. We'll be able to hunt our own. Oh mate, that view, isn't that view beautiful? Show your mum the view. Oh, phenomenal. The last time we were together was in Findhorn when we spoke on the podcast. We're talking a bit quiet and a bit sensible because we're in the bar and restaurant of the Elgin Travelodge. I'm sitting here with Grace. Remember Grace used to talk on the podcast? Do you talk now? Oh, you like Eve used to be like this, didn't she went mute. No, but you're not talking now, so you are, Eve.
No.
Okay. So, a big shout out to Paul Brill, who came to visit last night. He drove up from his house. We had a few pints. He actually booked a room at this hotel. We went for a walk this morning. Quite a surreal experience, if you ask me. But that's what happens when you're an international superstar on the podcasting stage. I am.
No.
You are actually.
I know I am.
So today we went and had a look at our house in Forres, and oh my goodness. Grace, what's it like? You drive into your own private gate. In our land, because it's our land, because we've got the biggest house. In our land, there's about four bungalows, which you drive past. There's a bridge with a river running underneath it. There's so much land, it's unbelievable. There's forests and everything you can run through. And then we drove up to the house. There was about five cars there, was there? There was an electric car, so there's probably a vegan in the house. And we just did a U-turn and drove away quite quickly, didn't we? Because we were overawed with what's coming in October.
I think we should all dress as Victorian ghosts.
Except Ian.
Oh, yeah, except Ian. Ian. Just all hide under Ian's bed. And then we went and had a look around for stuff to do. Where did we go after that? Oh, we went and found the Findhorn tree mountain tree walk thing that we did like 3 years ago. And it's only...
You said you didn't think it was that one?
No, it was that one because everyone's confirmed it. So we're going to do that again. Oh my God, you're walking. It's about a 2 mile walk, but you're walking through this forest and you can't hear nothing. Do you know what I'd love to do? You know when we stayed at the fishing place and we went into the forest that night?
Yeah.
And it was pitch black. It was blacker than anything you've ever seen in your life, wasn't it? And do you remember Charlie? And then do you remember me when we were walking out? And I fell over and fucking dislocated me knee. But I was pissed, so it didn't matter. Pissed in a forest in the in the darkness. Oh, imagine, and we kept saying, imagine if there was a set of eyes over there looking at us. Oh my God. I'm scared now. So we're going to do that walk again anyway. Then we got a little bit lost just driving around, didn't we? And we went to Speyside Dolphin Reserve. And I was like, this is the furthest we've ever been on this coast. And then when I got there, I was like, oh, we've been here before. And then wifey confirmed it. And then we drove to Cullen to see what Cullen was like. And it was unbelievable. It's like a magic town full of magic. Oh, mate, it was. It was. It was amazing. So it's a bay with a harbour and it's built into a mountain. So all the houses are down below and then there's this great big hill that we, you know, we can climb in October, basically. Then we went and had a pint in this super posh hotel. I can't remember the name of it, though. What was it? But anyway, we sat there. It was like Disneyland Paris posh, wasn't it? On them couches, well, posher. Big fire there. It wasn't on, but there was a big fire there. Yeah, I think it was gas though, so it's not proper Disneyland Paris. And then on the way back, we found a proper karting venue that we're going to do in October, £35 for 40 minutes of karting. And then we just come back to the room. We were out all day, really, weren't we? And we've just chilled off. Oh, the man from the travel lodge had to come into our room and unblock.
Karen.
What's his name? Cameron?
You're Karen.
Oh, I'm a Karen. So when you have a shower in our room, it doesn't drain. And I got the man. And well, I reported it this morning. No. So I got the man out, the savvy, and he caught. Literally, I think here they have minimum staff and they do all jobs. Come with a plunger, didn't work, so he put his finger down and pulled out a dead rat, basically, of hair. Unbelievable. So much hair. And he was cradling it in a papoose of towels, like it was a child. It was that big. And now our bath drains amazingly. So I'm having flashbacks to Nick in Cabana Bay. So we've just chilled out for a bit. Now we're in the bar. I'm having a cauliflower curry. And Grace is having her favourite chicken curry from this place. I'm having a pint of Stella. She's not having a Pepsi Max. Well, you're not having one. I said you're not having one. What? What? That's off limits. It's obvious that you're not having a Pepsi Max. I said you're not having a Pepsi Max, don't worry about it. So we're heading home tomorrow. We're going to stop off at this bakery. I can't remember what it was called, but Paul swore by it. So we're going to get some Scotch pies, take them back south. Bit of a debate whether we go 5-4 Augustus. I don't think we are, but you never know. See what happens. So yeah, we'll back to you in the studio, Bernard.
Oh well, well. Back in Liverpool, absolutely gutted. Lovely 3 days, 2 nights away. With that, I agree. One full day, 2 days travelling. But you know what I mean. Unbelievable little trip. Just loved it. What a beautiful part of the world. The journey home, we got off yesterday morning. we left at about 8:30. We went to the local baker's on the road. Paul will be shouting at me now because I can't remember the name of it. Not Dr. Moy or something. Can't remember. Asked for 8 Scotch pies and some cakes to smuggle back into England and some morning rolls. Then I stopped into the Sainsbury's after noon. It was a good 5p cheaper a litre for the diesel there than it was at all the other petrol stations on the main road. Stopped there, had a piss, had to go back for a little Tommy Tit. Bought some supplies for Stuart, some Scottish breakfast merchandise. Couldn't buy him any ale because the ale was shut off by the Scottish laws. Got in the car and then drove all the way home without stopping. So from basically Nairn to Liverpool in one go. We had a bit of traffic at Pitlochry, traffic lights for roadworks. Then some more traffic lights for some more roadworks at the other side of Pitlochry. Oh no, it was a Perth fucking thing, yeah, that was a bit of a bally. But then, yeah, we got it going again. We just carried on. As soon as we hit Glasgow, just rain all the way to Liverpool. But while we were on the A9, oh, it was full of snow. Snowing, all the mountaintops covered in snow. It was raining where we were, like spitting, but up above was snowing. There was a little brief period where we had a bit of snow, but I want to say massive thank you to our Grace for coming up with me. I had an absolutely lovely time. I've asked her if she wants to do it again next year, and she said no, which is what she says every year. And then I said, what if we pick a different hotel and go somewhere else? And she went, no, she'd go back to that hotel, which means she wants to go back next year. So I'm just walking down Eaton Road in Liverpool. Do you remember that band that was on X Factor years and years ago called Eaton Road? And we'd been in London for a day out the week after they got kicked off X Factor. And the guard, Jimmy McMorrow, was on the train. I was still a Preston man at the time. And Eaton Road were sitting in first class. And I walked through, got some drinks out of the shop and whatnot. Spoke to Jimmy. And walked through and there's Eaton Road all pretending to be asleep. And then there they are getting launched by Jimmy. And I was like, Jimmy, do you know who these are? This is Eaton Road. And one of them went, exactly. And I went, no, not exactly, Eaton Road. And he got kicked off into standard. And then I seen the lead singer in the swimming bath, naked, in the changing rooms. And I was thinking, there is 1/4 of Eaton Road's cocks. So, every cloud. Yeah, wonder where they are now, wonder what happened to them. Did any of them make it? They were boss, obviously because they were from Liverpool and West Derby and Eaton Road. And that's what I'm walking down now. Back in Liverpool,
just went over to the Nana's for the Scotland meeting to debrief her on the new house, which is ridiculous, quite frankly. And the area I'm staying in, which is an area we know pretty well now. We've stayed there, of course, a few times the last few years. Bit of wild scouts in there. And, yeah, proper excited. So that concludes this episode of my bench. I think the next episode's going to have listener Darren on, because he's banging the fucking door down, trying to get on it. So you're more than welcome, sir. Come and sit on my bench, take your underpants off, put them on your head, and we'll see what happens. So, without further ado, there's a street cleaner. Without further ado, get off my bench.